I guess the only obvious thing is that he was not my first choice, and obviously that I felt I had reasons to feel that, and my reasons were strong enough that I felt that I could not cast my vote with the majority. And I'm not sure I can add a whole lot to that.
Is that not to reflect negatively on Dr. Walzom?
Well, I don't want it to. He seems to be a fine human being, and we are going to have to move forward from here. But sometimes when you even when you really want things to, I guess there are advantages to trying to appear to be all united when it's a really critical vote like this. Sometimes you just don't feel that you have a choice, but to show that that was not, again, truly what a person wants when you're an elected official. Sometimes you just have to do that. But certainly, I would not want it to reflect negatively on him, because again, he is seems to be a fine person.
And I'm guessing I'll know what the answer to the following question is, that you supported the other person who was interviewed last week.
Yeah, that's a safe assumption.
But you're not going to reveal who that other person is.
No, we basically promised both of them that we would not disclose that information unless obviously we were somehow bound to by law. So I'm certainly going to respect that and not disclose that person's name.
This has not been your first time around the block in a superintendent search. I'm trying to remember how many times you have been involved, and of those, how many involved the use of a consultant. And I was interested in your review of how this particular process went.
Well, we use a consultant when we hired Dr. Sarah Ashburn, and I was there for that. We did not use a consultant. Well, in the next after that would have been Herman Smith, and we did use a consultant for that. And then when we hired Mr. Cargill, we did not use a consultant. That was an internal hire. So this would be the third time that I've been involved using a consultant. And there was not anything noticeably different about the process each time. I'm certainly not aware of anything significant.
You've been able to observe public input and how much there's been over the course of these searches. Do you get a feeling that patrons in Bryan ISD are more interested now than they have been in the past, or relying more on the board and their decision making to make things happen?
I'm not sure there's any great difference. There's certainly the patrons of this district, the ones that are sincerely devoted to public schools in Bryan, and we've always had people that were very interested, and I don't know that that's changed. I hope it continues, that people can will look at what's going on and try to stay involved. Obviously, I'm in a contested race, so I hope people, even though there are no other races in Bryan, that people will vote in May, because that's part of that interest is showing up at the polls. But no, I think if I'm answering your question, I don't know that I am. I think that the interest level is probably strong among certain segments of our community, and of course there's unfortunately a lot of I think apathy out there too, that people tend to complain, but then they don't get involved, and we want people, we don't mind them complaining, but we do want them to be involved and get educated in themselves, and then help us find solutions.
Anything else about this search that listeners and Bryan ISD patrons need to know?
It's a very difficult process. You are trying to deal with, respect the privacy of the individuals who maybe otherwise wouldn't come forward if their names were in the media. And so then trying to still at the same time get enough information to select the right person is a very difficult thing. I know that we all feel we're doing the best we can, and I just hope that we've done a good job. And of course, the process is not complete. We have this waiting period that I'm sure you're aware of, that I believe it's 21 days before the person can actually be hired. And I certainly would encourage, once this is now public as it is, that people will let us know if they have any information that is important to the final decision, because again, this is not a final decision, and it's only the finalist being named, but not hired. So certainly, again, we want to know if there's anything out there that's important to know. So when we do make that final decision, we will be fully informed. We don't want to find out about it after the fact. We want to find out as soon as possible. So we're hoping it's all positive, but certainly we have to be looking out for the interests of the district and making sure we get all information that's available, whether it's good or bad, about someone we're getting ready to hire.
Have I missed anything?
Well, not that I can think of. Obviously, as I said, it's a important decision, and we're hoping for the best, and whoever it ends up being finally hired, I'm certainly going to try to work with that person as I have in the past to make Brian even better than it is.